The Autumn Sun, what a performance it was, from last to first and now to the Caulfield Guineas. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, TK. Well, it was a great performance by the Autumn Sun on the weekend. Probably not as good as Tony Brassel, tipping the first seven winners in a row at Rose Hill on the weekend. He took the all up, paid more than 80,000 to one. Quite staggering by Tony, so a bit of a shout out to him. But yeah, the Autumn Sun was great winning the Golden Rose. Really patient ride by Kerry McAvoy from back in the field. He just zoomed late. He's a special, special colt. I know he's probably, his stallion value was already sealed, having won a group, one of the two on a JJ Atkins, but he probably had a number zero on the end of that after the weekend, winning the Golden Rose. As you said, he probably heads towards the Caulfield Guineas. I know the owners in the past have hinted a desire to stretch him out and try and win a Victoria Derby. He might just be a little bit too brilliant to win a Victoria Derby. I'm not too sure, but geez, Chris Wall's got a high-class colt, and obviously Zusane ran second as well.
Yeah, it was a good victory, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, does he have to win a Derby? Does winning a Derby add any value to him? I wouldn't think so.
No, I wouldn't think so as well, TK. I think having won a JJ Atkins as a two-year-old, and now having won a Golden Rose, which you know is one of the most important stallion-making races in Australia, and if he wins the Caulfield Guineas, I think that's just the cream on the top, to be honest. I don't know if the Derby adds any extra value to him. It's probably more the prestige for the connections to try and win a Victoria Derby, but his stallion career is definitely set in stone now.
Yeah, which is, God bless him too. This Charlie Appleby. We made a comment during the week, whatever he brings, we should back because his strike rate is phenomenal.
If I come back in another life, TK, I just want to come back and just back Charlie Appleby horses.
Yeah.
I know you might have to wait 5 or 6 months between bets, but I tell you what, you're going to turn a profit every single time. Jungle Cat winning the Super Clark Stakes on the weekend down there at Caulfield. And it's been a long-range plan from Charlie and Godolphin to bring the horse down here for the Super Clark Stakes, which might sound like a bit of a funny target race, given it's not one of the major, major grand finals, I suppose, throughout the Spring Carnival. But, geez, he's got some high-class horses. Charlie knows how to place them so well. And when they come down here to Australia, you have to respect them. It's a pretty ominous sign for the rest of the spring, I would have thought. I think the internationals are probably going to dominate a lot of the big spring races later in the carnival, in particular the Melbourne Cup, obviously. And, yeah, Charlie's hit the ground running down here. We'll have Blair House going around in the Underwood Stakes the next week or two as well.
Chautauqua, he jumped on Friday. What's the plan in place for Chautauqua going forward, mate?
Yeah, Laurie, it looks like it's going to be D-Day at this stage for him at Moonee Valley on Friday night. Now, we know it's the Moyer Stakes meeting down there on Friday night at the Valley. It looks like at this stage, Racing Victoria stewards have convened a special trial in between races for Chautauqua, similar to what we've seen with him down up in Sydney here at Rose Hill recently, similar to what we've seen with Winx at a couple of race meetings up here lately. This will be the second and his final hurdle to pass to go back to the race if he jumps successfully from the barriers after that Flemington jump out. So it's all on the line for Chautauqua on the weekend. Going to be so much interest around what he does on Friday night at the Valley, so much interest around that Moyer Stakes on the weekend, given we've still got one spot open for the Everest, and we've got the Premier Stakes on Saturday as well up here at Randwick. So Max Whitby and Neil Wert will be watching very closely. I think Max made some comments yesterday saying that Chautauqua is still very much on his shortlist. They've got Graf, they've got Lera May in the mix there as well as Jungle Cat, who won the Sarooka Clark Stakes. They couldn't go for Chautauqua, could they? It'd be a huge risk, but geez, I'd love to see him in the race.
Well, I couldn't, just because I can't afford to risk the 600. but
well, tell me a horse
Neil,
that's out there.
Neil Werrett's really keen, apparently, still
well,
on
tell Chautauqua. Me a horse out there that you think that hasn't been snapped up that could win.
Well, I think
Chautauqua could probably win.
I don't know. Well, not. Is it going as good as when it was 2 years ago? Well, who knows, because we haven't seen it, but probably not. And you've got that doubt. Then you've got the doubt about getting out of the barriers.
But what I'm saying is there's a horse out there that you think can win it, you'd try and obviously take it. But if there's not, why wouldn't you roll the dice with a Chautauqua?
Well, I want to get a run for my money, mate. I want to make sure my horse at least comes out of the barriers.
What about you, Adam?
Yeah, it's a very good point you make, Laurie. I'm not too sure if there's still a horse that hasn't been snapped up yet that can win the race. I tend to probably agree saying maybe there hasn't, but I definitely think whatever horse Max and Neil choose can run top three or four, absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah.
The other thing to take into consideration with Chautauqua is he hasn't been back to Moonee Valley since Manikato Stakes last year, which was basically the race that potentially kicked off all these issues with the barriers when he was scratched at the gates, he was pulled out of the gates and then kicked out of the tractor. And so just seeing what his headspace is like when he goes back to Moonee Valley would be fascinating to watch on Friday night as well.
Yeah. Jungle Cat, I know it's the most recent thing, so that's why you think about it. And Godolphin apparently drive a hard bargain as far as the Everest is concerned as well, Adam. So, there's a lot of debatable facts. Geez, we had a good time up at Scone too with the big build-up to the Kosciuszko, Adam. This is just regenerated country racing as well.
Yeah, I think the field's almost full as well, isn't it, TK?
Yeah.
There might only be one spot left, if any at all, to be honest. No, the slot holders haven't mucked around. They snapped up some pretty decent horses. Should be a great race. I'm still not convinced the winner's going to come from a horse that's hard in the market. I still think we might see a potential blow. There's a bit more form when, obviously, the field is finalised and the barrier draw and everything like that. But, yeah, the shake-up was a really good race on October 13th.
Yeah, there's still Sharp Hustlers available, Awesome Plucks available, the Virginian, Eckstein is available, Akasaka, which we chatted with on the weekend, is also available. So there's still a few. Cool Ring for Joe Cleary is still available, to my knowledge. So there's still a fair few there. Adam, we do thank you.
Thanks, guys. You enjoy your day.